Kedvach. The pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Perakei Pasuk Beis, says, "Ani Yishena v'libi er." Kpshuta means "Ani Yishena," I'm sleeping, "v'libi er," but my heart is awake, it's alive. The Medrash Rabbah says, "Ani Yishena mina tzedakos v'libi er la'aseisan." I'm Yishena mina tzedakos. I'm sleeping. In respect to tzedakas, I'm not doing tzedakas properly. But v'libi er, however, my heart is awake la'asoysen, to do them properly. What does this mean? So the Yefei Koyel on the Medrash over there says, "Ani yishenem natzedakas ki yada ketzara ve'en biyicholti la'asoys." Once we went into galus, we don't have the wherewithal, we don't have the means to properly support. We might not have the ability to give tzedakah, so therefore it's ani yishena. I am yishena from tzedakahs because they don't have the ability. Ach libi er umushteikek la'asaisan. But nevertheless, I still have a cheshek, a hishteikekos la'asaisan to be mekayim the mitzvahs tzedakah. And which we explained many weeks ago, Pidar Chashuchan, that pshat, once we went into galus, once we went into after the churbin. It was mismaitet, and there was anima merubim, and now we don't have the ability to properly be mefanes the anim. So it's a begedah, but b'chin ani yishenem natzdakis, because we can't be mekayim the mitzvah de'emak soya. But nevertheless, it has to be with the libi air. We have to have the ishtaykikos and the chayfes to be mekayim it, and that's what we learned in halacha dalet. That's where we're up to in reshman tes dalet. It says of them, inshallah ani ve'en loy ma'yitin loy. So you don't have, so you can't. You still have the shteikikos, and you can be merachim and be mefaisim in other ways. Tonight we're going to see in Sifhei and Sifvav other examples how you can be mekayim stalker. Even if you taka don't have the money yourself to give the tzedakah, so you could have this bevechina of libi er, even though you don't have the ability to do so yourself. But before we go vayt, I just want to, be mashlim another inyan. We discussed in this halacha, we medayik from the Ramah. The Ramah says rak geregris echos, that even pachas mishaver pruta you become a kaima mitzvah tzedakah. Rav Chaim Kanevsky said that geregris is there are 12 Gregors, I think that was the lashon. Was it 12? I think it was. It's zichah pachas mishaver pruta. It's echad mikuf beissa. So it comes out to be 1/12.5. 12.5 are in a pruta. So we're talking about a minimal amount, and nevertheless, is an inyan of tzedakah. And we brought down from other achrenim as well, Ariel Diskin and others, that the mitzvah tzedakah is niskayim even pachas mishaver pruta. So the shayla is, we discussed last week, there's a gemara that says that when you are a shema aveda, you are a shema sacha, with what schar do you have? The schar that you didn't have to give a pruta, you didn't have to give actually a piece of bread, you didn't have to give a roll to an ani. So with that schar that you fadin, that you didn't have to give that bread to an ani, while you're being Isaac in the Aveda, so that gives you a tevis ana, that gives you a schar, and therefore you turn into a shayma sacha. That's the gemara. The shayla is, if you're able to be makayim mitzvah tzedakah with pachas mishaver pruta, so why do you turn into a shayma sacha? Your shema, zazain your shema aveda, but where's your schar in order to become a shema sacha? The shak says in Shin Gimel, I think it's the beginning of Shin Gimel, Sifkan Aleph, the shak says in order to become a shema sacha, you need a schar worth a shavar pruta. Less than a shavar pruta. You won't turn into a shayma saka. It's not enough schar. So the shayla is, how does a shayma aveda turn into a shayma saka if he could be mekayim a mitzvah tzedakah with less than shavar pruta? So what do you fadin? You fadin a gregers. A gregers is 1/12 of a pruta. He could have 12 anim and still not get to a shavar pruta. So what did he fadin that could be mekayim him to become a shayma saka? So I found it. Choose Maria Asad. In Kuf Pei Zayin, Chelek Beis, he asked this question, and he proves from here that you are a shema sacha even with pachas mishaver pruta worth of anah. You don't need a shaver pruta to turn into a shema sacha. That's what he says over there. As ba'adim l'chayis mafush kenek in the shak. There's a shak, like I said, in Chayis Mishpat Faket.
As long as you have nothing, right?
Sorry.
As if you don't have anything to give?
If you don't have anything to give, chod you have to give something. But
if you have any money, you need to give it, right?
I'm not sure. If you have money, and let's say he's not the person, right? He's going from door to door, so you don't have the chiyuv of demak soirei. And you just have the issa of not to turn it down on any reikam. Because since you were shol, you have a lav, lisa ames, pashas, you mekayim mitzvah talka with a paksu shavar puta, so then you yaitza with a paksu shavar puta. With this paksu shavar puta, you're at a yaitza.
The point is that you're not being yaitza tzedaka. You're being mekayim, not being ma'ariyah.
Right, so I'm telling you that Maril Diskin and others, including Maria Asad, like I mentioned, others that say that you are mekayim and mitzvah tzedaka, even paksu shavar puta. So kum toit, if Ani asks you for tzedaka, if you're gonna embarrass him like today, you give only less than a quarter, he'll throw you, he'll spit at you. So then you have a different problem of Yoshev Dach Niklam. You're embarrassing him, you're belittling him. Good, but Meikar Adin, you mekayim mitzvah tzedakah even with paksu shavar putas. And then if the ani asks you for tzedakah, that's it. All you have to give him is even paksu shavar putas. You have to give him something. So you give him a greger zakah, so you yaitza. So this shem aveda, how does he turn into a shem zakah if he's getting a scar? If he's fadining a scar with his paksu shavar putas. So it's bothered me for a while. And Baruch Hashem, this past, I think it was last week, I found that there's a different tshuva from Maria Asad. I think it was Kuf Tzadi Aleph, four tshuvas later. The Shoyal, who wrote him the first tshuva, that Maria Asad was Meshev, the Shoyal asked him back, is Fush Kenegin Ashach? The Shach says Faket. The Shach says he needed Shavar Pruta to become a Shoyim Asachas. So what's your prat? So on that, Maria Asad goes with Bariches to prove, quote unquote, prove, he has a kama v'kama rights to argue with the shach, and he holds that you are shem esach even with pokas m'shavar puta. That's Maria Sat. All right. So if you take that, means if you don't go with the shach, it's very good. But vivat, we go with the shach. And there's a nesivis in Ayin Beis like that as well. And Sivkot Nches, a nesivis in Mavu like the shach. But to become a shem aveda, he's talking about puta de Rav Yosef over here. You're fedining. He says, Ladia is talking about you're fedining a pruta. And betim, it's a gemara. The gemara in the Dorim calls it pruta de Rav Yosef. Okay, you say it's Lav Dafka, but if the Gemara goes a Pruta, yes, it sounds like you're fadining a Pruta. Where are you fadining a Pruta if you can even get away with the Gregors with his pockets, Meshavar Pruta? So I found the Derech Emuna from Chaim Kanievsky. He asked the Shaila as well. Doesn't bring down Maria Zah, but he asked the Shaila. And he says that he asked it to his father, the Stipel, and the Stipel said, your terrors. The Stipel says, talking about where you fadined a few anim. And in Chanam, you're allowed to give pockets, Meshavar Pruta. But if you have a couple of anim coming by, that adds up. So you fadined while you're being Isaac, and now Ved you fadined a few anim's worth, and that already amounted to a shavar pruta. As is at the stipler, the rechamun b'shem the stipler. The teretz is, I mean, okay, let's play it out. The teretz is, that means you need 13 anim, not 2 anim, you need 13 anim. And that's if you're going with a gregers. A gregers is lav dafka. If I can get you something else, which is even less than a gregers, which is worth even less, I might need 40 anim to finally achieve this shavar puta that I fadined. It's a davar chodesh. Ubeprata, the Gemara Nedarim says that Taisa said that's why Rabbi argues Rabbi Yosef. The Gemara Nedarim uses it for something else. Muda no, but this puta de Rabbi Yosef loy shchiach. That punt why you're being shateach the aveda, because it's not stam if I'm ashamed of it. Only why you're being Isaac and tarech and it. While I'm being shateach and airing it out and folding it. Punkt, at that moment, that's when the ani comes. So the Gemara says it's lo shchiach. And Taisa says that's why Rabbi argues Rabbi Yosef, because it's lo shchiach. And all the Shem is because lo shchiach, punkt, at that time, you're going to get an ani. Like the stipler is going to have to be, I mean, kiflik kiflaim lo shchiach. It's lo shchiach that you're going to have 13 anim coming by, punkt, when you're being shoteach the aveda. And if it would be such a lo shchiach, maybe even Rabbi Yosef would be moida, that doesn't make you into a shay mesaka. No, the Gemara, no, the Shanim and Mavur, they all say it's Loshchiach to have one ani come. They all discuss. It's Loshchiach to have one, even that Lokhari should be a direct hit against Simon, because it sounds like we're talking about one ani. But even that Loshchiach is Loshchiach to have one ani coming to you while you're being Shateach the Aveda. Now, like the disciple, you need to have so many aniim. It's not Mistavr. I don't have any better teretz really, other than to say is that Enochanami Mikadin you could be yaitza with a pakas and shavar pruta, but Urcha de Milsa people give more than a shavar pruta. And Mamela, you, by being Isaac and Aveda, you fadined yourself what you normally would have given, which would have been a shavar pruta. Enochanami Mikadin, you didn't have to, and Batim Shur Sadin, maybe you didn't be Saidai fundamentally, you weren't Maviak more than that, but Ayois Minastam, the Urcha de Milsa is that you do give a shavar pruta, so therefore, Sifa, that's why you turn into a Pruta Darvietz, that's why you turn into a Shai Mesach, even with one Ani. All right, if anyone has a better Teretz, I'm open for suggestions. All right, another thing I would want to be Meisel before I go Vaita is that the beautiful Medrash that the Derek Emunah quotes on this halacha. The halacha is, Amlo Yigaboy Ve'agbiya Koiloy. So the Derek Emunah just beautifully, he masters a Medrash, and the Medrash just plays itself out. We hear it so often today, I feel it's applicable, I would like to say over the Medrash. The Medrash is in Vayikra Rabbah, and it says, V'avad ha'oisha hahu, he will lose his wealth, b'inyin ra, in a bad way, b'inyin ra, for something, the Medrash might say, for something that he did bad, he'll lose his oisha. Zok the Medrash, what does that mean? She'esha v'lo'isa ha'oni b'inyin ra, he responded, he treated an ani b'inyin ra. That's why he'll lose his aisha. What did he tell this ani? Zok the Medrash va'amalai, and he told him, "Les at ochel v'nagis," which the Derek Emunah translates, "Lama ein chahelik lavar yol arvich lecha." Why are you running around collecting stock? You look like you're a capable individual. Why don't you just find yourself a job? Why should I have to support you? Chami Shakyan, look, Ru Shukov Kamabari of Yakov, he looks like a person who's healthy, he's not crippled, he can manage, he could get a job. Chami Karen, look at his feet, Chami Kresvon, look at his keres, Chami Kafram Rubusara Kama Shomin, who look how Shomin is, look how healthy he's heavy. So what's going on? So because an Aisha tells an Oni like that, why do I have to give you tzedakah? Go get yourself a job. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lodayach. Not enough. It's not enough that you didn't give him from something of your own. It means you didn't give him tzedakah. With what I gave him, I endowed him with health or whatever it was. And mason bo yain ra, with that they use against him. Mason bo yain ra. Lefikach. Therefore, zok the medrash v'hoylid ben. This aisha is going to have a child. V'ein biyodim meumam in kol madavile. He will not have anything left over from the wealth of his father. He will lose that entire wealth because his father didn't treat the ani properly. He told the ani, "Why do I have to support you? Go get yourself a job." So therefore, he will not be able to bequeath his yerusha to his child. That's the Medrash. Now, just while I'm saying it now, a makshava came to mind. Maybe it's like a shtickle midah keneged midah. If Shad is Yerusha, why didn't say that he himself lose the Aisha? I don't know. I didn't have to really look up this Medrash. But Yerusha is also a windfall. Yerusha also came bechinam. So you who tell the Ani, why do I have to give you bechinam? Why do I have to give it to you? Go get yourself a job. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Abizai, your child also is going to have to work for a living and not be Yarshin, not get the Aisha that you had in store. Because you did that to the Ani. That's how you treat him. Mita kenege mita. That's what's going to happen to you. All right, but I have to see the Medrash inside. But that's what he says. Lo yiga boy means, doesn't mean just he's screaming at him. Even you talk to him very nicely. You know, how about, why don't you get yourself a job? That's also a problem because you are not treating him nicely and he's going to be a yosh of dach nechlam. All right, let's move on. We're up to Sif Hay.
Let's see. Then
you ask
him, why don't you, let's see, offer him a job.
Oh, you offer him a job? I hear. So that's very good. Why not? That's going to be me as a chum. We're going to see later. And Sivav, offering a job is a mile in stock. It's a good thing to do. If you're doing it just to party yourself from stock, I don't think that's the kavana. But if you're doing a taka to be maxik yedeoni and be mafanism, that's a beautiful thing, which we'll see shortly. All right, let's do the makaba. Sif Hay. The rest of the simon goes much easier, and it's like the halakas. All right, em yachol lasis lachem shet yitnu. If you have the ability to be maase, to be a gabay tzedakah, to be maase tzedakah from other people, schar godoyim meschar noisin. Your schar is even greater than the schar of the noisin. The Torah puts it as a continuation because we just spoke about in Sif Dalet that you don't have money yourself, so if you have to just be mefaisim bedvarim, so the Torah, I give you another etzah how you can do a nice thing about tzedakah is even if you don't have your own money, become a gabbai tzedakah, be massive, go around, try to collect tzedakah, raise tzedakah funds for aniyim, and that's also a beautiful thing. Now, so that look in the Taz in Sif Katan Beis, where is it? It's Godol Mischar Anoisin. Keni b'Gemara, Godol Hamaaseh Yisum Anoisa. Everyone knows Godol Maaseh Yisum Anoisa. Soktetaz. Ve'ein perusha sheschara yosem in ha'oisa yidei kviya. Doesn't mean God alamasa yosem min ha'oisa, this oisa that you forced him to give tzedakah, right? Some people could be aggressive about there being agabe tzedakah. They could be even kaifa to give tzedakah, force people to give tzedakah. So the person is giving it unwillingly or reluctantly. So it doesn't mean that you just got it from that person who you forced to give tzedakah. Dozeh ha'oisa yidei kviya hifsitz chusay k'mosh gosp tzev gimel, because we learned in tzev gimel that someone who gives tzedakah reluctantly, not per se upon of yafis, he gives it upon of zayfis with rice, if it's chusay, doesn't he have skar? So it doesn't mean yaisa than his skar, shkayak, he doesn't have any skar. It means, ele perusha yaisa mishar oisi tzedakah afilu beratzen. It means, gadol ha-ma'asa, yaisa min oisa, other people oisa with tzedakah beratzen, you who are ma'asa, even more gadol. That's what the Taz says. All right. Now, the Birka Yosef Grada says two other pratim. The Taz took it to extreme that we're talking about mamish kfir at kdekach, that the guy is giving upon him zayefis. Birka Yosef says it could be that it's talking about mishkanches law in different case, that he gives it be'etzev, he gives it taka not willingly, not mant be'simcha, but v'yesh le'skar, like we'll see later on in Yetz Hashem and Sif Yud Gimel. It says the lowest of the lowest, when you give it be'etzev, it doesn't mean you give a panim zayfis. You control yourself and you contain your emotions within. On the outside, you play it right and you just give it to him and you smile. Inside, you're burning up inside, so that you will get skara because you didn't give it panim zayfis. So even though you were forced to do it and giving it reluctantly, but you will still get skara. And if them stay, God ma'asa yosem min ha'oisa. Another eitz of the Birka Yosef says, they're talking about where you had to convince somebody and you had to be koy for him, but b'seifa shadava, he gave it beratzin. So he will get skar. L'maisi is now giving it beratzin, and afa b'ken God olamasa yosem min ha'oisa. But the Taz takes it to extreme, that God olamasa yosem min ha'oisa means even someone who daka gives tzedakah willingly, ha'ma'asa is even greater. All right, that's the Taz. Now, there's a halakha later on in Reishon and Zayin, which talks out more about the halakha of Gabi Tzedakah. Here we just like came in because we're talking about another example of someone who doesn't have, but yet could be a Mekayim and Mitzvah Tzedakah, have a Chelek of Tzedakah. But later on, Reishon Zayin talks of many halakhas of a Gabi Tzedakah. And it's Kedai to mention this one, and it says over there in Sif Zayin that if Yechafu, if people will complain to you and be mavaza you, I'm not home now, come back later, I'm not home, come back later, he's outside, he's in a meeting, come back later, and you have to lower yourself to finally get to this guy and get this meeting with this gvir to get tzedakah, im yicharfu, ein lo ilachush ki yeses chus ha-godol. Forget it. God of Masi Yisrael, and it's not Masi Yisrael. But if Yitaka gets it through Cherp and Bezayin, it's Mamish Kiflik Eflaim Godel. It's forget. It's Kara Godel Yisrael. You shouldn't use that. You shouldn't be worried about it. It shouldn't be a deterrent in your Gviyas Tzedakah. All right. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra which talks about the Milas of Tzedakah. Many, many Agadot Gemaras. I want to share with you one of them. And over there it says, Right of tzedakah v'chesed yimtzah tzedakah chaim tzedakah v'chaved, and the Gemara says because he's right of tzedakah yimtzah tzedakah, because he's right of tzedakah, therefore he'll have to come on to himself. He himself will have to come on to tzedakah. He'll have to be an ani. That's not a schar for being right of tzedakah. So the Gemara no, it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the wherewithal, will give you mois to be able to do tzedakah. And the Mashiach explains, it's talking about the Misha ain't loy litin himself. In Mamish's case, that the way the Torah brings it down, he himself doesn't have money to give tzedakah. So he finds an eitah. How could he be shaykh to the mitzvah tzedakah? What will he do? He'll be right of achayim. He'll go after other people. Ma'asa oisan letzedakah, and therefore zeichet HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamsi loy moy sheyitin hum mamoinu letzedakah. With that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him mamsi loy moy. Said with that, he'll be able to give tzedakah himself. So forget it's not only God the schar itself, but God is also because one day with that schus you will be able to be zeichet yourself to be give tzedakah, because you yourself will now become wealthy to be able to be mefanes anim. The Aruch HaShulchan says, if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Mem Zayin, Sifhei, he says, after he brings down this Indian of Gadol Tzedakah, whatever, the Indian of Matzah Tzedakah, he says in brackets, V'kibalti, I have a Kabbalah, doesn't say from whom, but Kibalti, Ki Adei Sha'odim Ma'asev Tzedakah Me'acherim, with this, that a person is Matzah Tzedakah Me'acherim, Ayidei Zeh, Matzel Es Doiroisov, he will save his future generations, Milaksa Ala Psochem. If he himself was willing to belittle himself for achayim, he's willing himself to be maxil al psakim, to be massive tzedakah, with that skos he will have that his dairies won't have to come on to tzedakah. It's amazing Kabbalah. I don't know where his Kabbalah was from, but it's something to think about. Very few of us are taka ma'asev tzedakah berabam. I mean, to belittle ourselves, those people who do, they have schara gadol mischara naisin. All right, let's go on to sivvav. What we're going to discuss now, the next 8C from that is the Rambam's Geder, his Seyda HaDvarim, had the Shemina Ma'alois L'Tzedakah. There are 8 levels of Tzedakah. And what we're talking about is the levels of the Eifin HaNasina. There are levels of how to give Tzedakah. I've added there are levels in the recipients and the milas of which recipient to which cause is greater. What we're talking about focusing now is the Eifin you give Tzedakah and how soon and what Derech covered you give Tzedakah. There are Shemina Ma'alois one above the other. Let's see. The first mile is Dr. Ramit. Shemayna mile is in Machabe, Sifvav. Shemayna mile is Yech Pitzako, Zulu mile mizu. Mile hagedoyla. The greatest mile, She'ain la mile mimena. The greatest mile that there's no mile above that. Hamaxik biyad Yisrael Amach. So on. Who holds on to, who is maxik, he supports Yisrael Amach, Yisrael who is mach, who is someone who is an ani. When nice and light, and you give him a matana, ayahava, or eise shutvis, or mamti loin malacha, one of the four, either give him a matana or ahava, or you do with him a shutvis, you give him money to put him into business, to provide him with a shutvis, or mamti loin malacha, you hire him, like you mentioned, you hire him, kedei alachazik yodei shulei yitztarek lebriyis. What you're doing now is being mechazik with in maxik yoda that he won't have to come on to bris. For lo yishal, he won't have to ask for tzedakah. But then nem avekzaktaboy. It's a special mitzvah deraisa vekzaktaboy. It's a mitzvah deraisa chusin the mitzvah tzedakah. It's an extra mitzvah vekzaktaboy. If someone is maxik b'Yisrael even before he became shoyel tzedakah, he didn't come on to tzedakah yet. Right now his business is teetering, and you give him good ideas, or you invest with him money to expand his business that he'll be able to stay afloat, to be able to support his family, Bidera covered, that is the greatest milo. Now, we're not talking about because of his story. We're talking about the reason why it's his greatest milo is because you're hopping, you're doing it before he even has to come on tzedakah. You're now going to prevent his need for tzedakah. That is the greatest milo. That's the exact boy.
So then, what is it? He gets 2 mitzvahs? He gets
correct. Besides the mitzvah tzedakah, he'll also get a mitzvah v'exaktaboy. And grad of exaktaboy applies even to when you're not a niyam. There's an inyan of patronizing Yiddish merchants, whatever, which is itchazayim for a different time. Maybe next week we'll see. But right now what we're concentrating on, focusing on, is the mitzvah tzedakah. But the way you do the tzedakah was, is you sought after, you saw. It means you didn't wait till the ani knocks on your door, you get the letter. You went, you become vasei, you sought after, and you were looking for the needs of your people, of the needs of your of Achenu B'nai Yisrael, and you see that this person is teetering, or he just started a business. And you know, when a person started a business, you know, he's at a fork road, he doesn't know if the business is going to make it or not, and you provide, you give him business to be able to put him on his feet. That is the greatest milo form of tzedakah, chutz in the mitzvahs of exacta boy. It's the greatest even a tzedakah, because you did it immediately before he needed to come on to other people, and he was able to be mefanes his family. That is the greatest mila of tzedakah. Now, if you look here, we're talking about v'naisen lay matana. Even if you give him a matana, if you look, the shach says, even though later on we see that matana he'll be embarrassed, but here the shach says the kimin shadayin lo heni legamri einun mizbay. She's not embarrassed. She came derech ha'oyavim loseis matana lozeh lozeh. That's while he still doesn't have the title of an labeled as an ani, he's not so embarrassed to take a matana. You're a friend, and you feel that here's a great opportunity. Why don't you go into it? I'll give you the money for it. Go start yourself out in business. He won't feel so bad as if he's already has to come on to tzedakah and then taking matana. So right now it's an opportune moment. Also, the shach says it's the mechaber gives 4 cases: matana, hava, shutvis, or mamsi loy malacha. Now the Gemara in Shabbos says that there's a milo taka to be mal for someone before he needs to come on to tzedakah, but the Gemara says hamato lokis is even greater. If you come b'shutvis, that's the best way to do it, is you do it b'shutvis. So the Shach says, he brings in the Gemara, v'odif mea malva, kedisa b'shas, Shabbos, it's in Gemara, in Shabbos ha-magimol min aleph, v'kosef b'yseisiv atam, m'nei sh'amalva mois l'chavera b'loi revach, he's still fart, even if you give him a avah, and even if he has to pay you back, he's still embarrassed. If you give him matana zucha, he could be embarrassed. If you give him alva, he knows he has to pay you back. Oh, but he's still embarrassed. Why? He has to come on to you, you have to give him alva. But if you give it peshutfis, then he thinks, oh, this is a fair business deal. You're gaining, I'm gaining. He's not boish. Ava boish shutfis in a boish klal me'acha sheshnei en henin. Because me'acha sheshnei en henin, he's not embarrassed by klal. So you gave it with the greatest sensitivity. You're doing a peshutfis. So you're achieving everything. You're achieving the exact boy. You're giving him the wherewithal to provide upon us of his family, and he's not even boish b'dava. That's the greatest way to do it.
He's meant to be with the isker rather than just the hava.
Correct, which we're going to discuss. Let me just bring it out, but yes. So, l'chayra, it's a shtikah hasaga on the machava, on the Rambam. Why is the Rambam equating shutfis with hava? L'chayra, shutfis is even a greater ma'ila than hava matana. Why did he equate shutfis with hava? Okay, I'm going to get to that in a second. But there's a different time that the Mashah brings. The Mashah over there in Shabbos says a slightly different pshat than the Shach. And he says, the pshat is, and I quote, but he says, a person generally, when he lends money, there's a limit to how much he's going to lend a person without any tavis I know himself. So he doesn't give enough to the ani that he'll be able to make a living and have enough to support his family and be able to pay you back. What's going to happen? He won't have the ability to pay it back, so he's going to have to run from gemach to gemach still. And he'll be embarrassed. He won't have the ability to pay it back. If you go b'shutfis with somebody, you're going to give him plenty because you're gaining as well. So you're going to give b'yadai rechava. You're going to give him plenty to support himself, to open up a business, to thrive. And then like this, he'll be able to have enough to, A, support his family, and enough to pay it back the keren. So that's the Mashah's Prat, why it's gadol shutvis over the na'ava. The Ma'isa says, Shach has a shtikal ha'asaga. He doesn't say b'tayis ha'asaga, but he points out that the Gemara has that a shutvis is better than a ma'ava. But the Mechaba equates the two. So the Achar Shulchan answers, why did the Mechaba equate the two? So the Ma'arik Shulchan says like this: if you taka give with the kavana of the exacta boy, the reason why you're going b'shutfis with this guy is kol kulu, you have only one kavana, is because you want to give him a way to be mefanis' family. You want to be mekayim this mitzvah exacta boy. It's enachanami vaday. This enlocha oifin tzedaka l'malam yizeh. That's for sure. But he says, and I quote: "Avol yedua sherubam oisim kein l'shem panosa." Most people, when they do these deals with these aniyim, they're doing it for their personal gain as well. The ain't that they get that stock of cloud. This is not the cloud stock. If you're doing it because you want your own business, you're doing it to be marviak, and grad that the person who's going to manage your investment is going to be an ani, ain't that they get the stock of cloud. That's a lalashon of Aruch HaShulchan. It bothers me, shtekot, that means ain't that they get that stock of cloud. So what's his terrace? The reason why the Mechaba didn't bring it down is because most people, they don't do it kol kula l'shem v'exacta, but they do it for personal gain. The ain't that beget at stock a kasa. The ain't that beget at stock a kasa. It shouldn't be part of the halakas altogether. It's not beget at stock at all. It seems from the Aruch HaShulchan, one or two things. Either talk is ain't that beget at stock a kasa, but it's still a nice kamilas chesed. And kilu, like, the shmein malas, this mile is... First, you are being mefanis, the ani, you're giving him the wherewithal to make a business. So it's still a maila, even though it's not beged at stock at all. Or the Aruch HaShulchan went katzal akatzal. If you taka do kokuloi letevez ani, so that's en la maila mimenu. If you do kokuloi letevez atzmai, and you grad that you are a man that you happen to be someone who needs a panasa, so then the beged at stock akal. But if you have like a shituf, if you have both interests involved, then that might be a maila, but that's not going to be spitz en la maila mimenu, because you're doing it for your personal gain as well. I don't know. Aruch HaShulchan doesn't. It's not mazma. But I wonder, you know, because like the Mashah seems that ein lemala memenu, even if you're getting some personal gain, because he says derech klal the ruch of the Musa, when the person gives alva, he gives it only with a, you know, up to a certain amount. After that, he can't afford much. And if it goes in business, he's willing to give more. It sounds like we're talking about someone who is seeking somewhat personal gain. That's why he could afford to give more. And nevertheless, you still have ein lemala memenu. Yes, anything.
So that would be tzedakah? I didn't give him anything.
Okay. Okay, it's a gemilas chesed. I hear. So if you mamtila mlok from other people, you'll have this maila, but if you do it yourself, it will be begedet tzedakah. The maisa is, let's talk as call this way, say, mamtila mlok, if you hire a guy to be your payo for you, it's a beautiful thing that you've exacted, but you can't take that as tzedakah, because you're getting shavah kesef of that value. You can't take that as the true Shvas Yankiv. Chelik Beis, I believe, is Peyei. You can't take that as Maisa. It means if I'm going to hire a plumber and he's a Yid and he does a job and the job that he does Taka worth $4,000 and I pay him the $4,000, I didn't give tzedakah. It's Taka true. I might have been making a mitzvah exacta, but I got Shavu Keza. I got value service from him $4,000 in return, and I can't use that for tzedakah. And I can't use that for Maisa either. If sorry.
Could be the case of Mechaber's talking about Mansim Aloch, the guy says, you know something, I'll paint my house. I'm not really holding my painting my house. I want to give the guy a job, so I hire the guy to paint my house. So could be that's the kind of case where the guy says, oh, Zach the boy. If you have to paint your house anyways, you just hire this guy.
God, it's Mavur. If you have to paint your house anyway, and you have a choice of him or somebody else, and you use him, you will be Mechaber's Zach the boy. That's Mavur. So, But the Orkash Yukon is talking about what you're talking to only for personal gain. You're talking, let's say, need the paint. No, more than just need the paint job. You're talking about God, you're talking about Shutfis. When you're doing it, you're only investing with him because you're seeking personal gain. So therefore, he says, you don't have this God or this Maila man, even though Lamaisa, you're sparing him this Busha, and you're doing a Bedera covered. But that's, you don't have this Vada, it's no better he holds than Havo. Even though Havo, look, I could argue, it's still a Maila, because you're sparing him Busha by Havo. There is Busha, but I guess by Havo you're doing it mamish altruistic. You're not taking personal gain. My Shankin here, you are getting personal gain, so therefore he equates it to personal gain saving him Busha with Havo, which is not saving him Busha. So that he equates it to.
Let's say you want to paint your house and you hire from a guy. Here you can get to the Chazak the boy. You won't be Yosef Stocker.
Correct. You will not be Yosef.
You don't need to paint your house, and then your money.
Right. That's the place to say. If you don't need the Chayfitz.
That's what
Habr's talking about. Even if you need it, all right. But
why
the stock? It's a mile in tzedakah. It's an oifen. How are you allowed to use it?
It's a mile in stock.
Lamarsha, halva. If you lend the guy money, why is it stock? You're getting the halva back.
Okay, good question.
So it doesn't mean that you can take it off of Maisa. It means in Indian how you are being matzik, are you giving tzedakah, you are helping out aniyim. It's a mile in how helping aniyim. If you want to know, could you use that for your chaymich? Of course not, because the money came right back to you. It's avah. Could you use that if you bought the chayfitz or you mamti la malak and you got the malakah? Zichanat, like I said for Shvaz Yankiv. Unless, like your case, if other the place can say, let's say I create a job. I don't need the paint job. My house was just painted. But I asked him to paint it nachamah, because I found that there's an ani. And I know that if I'm going to just give him a handout, he's going to feel embarrassed. So I'll create a job, a fake job for him, and a Hanami. In that case, Yutaka could take that off of Maisa as well, because you don't need. If, let's say, someone is selling something, Anim, and you buy things from him, even though Namachaba doesn't say it, look at the Akronim say, Avada, that's also part of the exacta boy. Avada, that's also, you're being maxic if you give him business, you're giving him profit. And if you can't take off, let's say I go and I buy furniture from Anani, I can't take that off of tzedakah, off of Maisa, right? But if let's say I didn't need that furniture, I'll buy the furniture and then take that furniture and donate it to other people and give it to somebody else. There are people, you should know, that they do this. What they'll do is they seek out people who are teetering in their business, and the Vadaf could generate volume of business for the person, and they don't need those items, and then they'll take those items that they have extra, and now the surplus, and now give it with matona to other anim. So that was great. They didn't need themselves. Avada, that money that they paid to buy the chayfetz, even though they got the chayfetz in return, avada, that could be tzedakah. I mean, they gave it to tzedakah anyway. The place can say even more. If I go to an ani and I don't need the sefer, and he's selling a sefer, he's a yitamachokim selling his sefer. Besides that, I make him feel good that I buy a sefer, but he probably needs a parnasa too. And I buy the sefer off of him, and I bechelal don't need the sefer. So the place can say that I could use that as tzedakah. Because it's, I don't need, I have nothing from the sefer. I'm never going to learn from the sefer. If I tackle, let's say he's charging $20 from the sefer, and for $10 I would buy it, for $20 not. So then they say, whatever's above from 10 to 20, the difference I could use it to tackle. But if it's something I mamish don't need, and I buy it, I be to give him a parnasa, so avada, I could take that off for tzedakah. So that is tzedakah, I'm in fairness him.
But over here he's talking about before he lists her for 3 years, so why would it be tzedakah anyway?
Why, he's still the lashon of the mechaber is biyad Yisrael hamach. He's still a mach, he's still an ani, just he didn't come on to other people to lower himself. He's struggling. There are a lot of people who are struggling, they're anim, but they don't go out asking for handouts. They're not holding by that, that still they are, have a call. The call a day is the Mahajim and the Mahajim, they have a din of anani, but nevertheless, they still didn't lower themselves to reach that level that they're holding by collecting stock themselves. So you are being maxic, biyad Yisrael amok. That's a beautiful thing. That's an amazing thing.
Instead of going to let's say, a shop right that has something on sale, and I go to the regular Yiddish store and then pay extra for the cereal or whatever it is, And
well, that's a whole shaila about when and how much are you mechuyev to patronize. No, if the oilam wants b'lineda, I can give a whole share on it next week. We'll go into the inyan very exactly.
No, I'm saying you're taking it from Isa. In other words, you're going, something costs $5. He's charging $6.
And that guy's a noni?
That guy is a noni.
The Yiddish seller is a noni? I mean, there's a lot of Yiddish sellers who...
I'm talking about where you would buy... I'm not talking about stamp that would be massive Yiddish businesses.
You buy from somebody who you know is a noni, and you could have bought this item from somewhere else for cheap. And you have no taivas and no bagonga, it's not like it's closer or more convenient, then enochanami. The difference that you had to pay extra because you're giving him the business and he is a noni, enochanami. You could take that off of my set, tzedakah, avada. maybe if I can, maybe ShopRite is cheaper. Maybe ShopRite is cheaper and that guy's selling it for the right price.
I'm not saying.
All right.
How do you handle if you lend the guy money, you go to shoot this for the guy that you'd never do it except because he's earning, and then he loses the money. If he loses the money,
so you have a different shot that the person discussed. So you're allowed to deduct what you lost. Let's say you lent Anani money, and now he can't pay you back. You're allowed to deduct that from stock. We discussed it. Pashas, you can't deduct it from stock if he doesn't have the wherewithal to pay it back. So your chayv is not worth anything. But let's say lechatchila you went into it. I died to deduct. You know that you're running a risk, and this was your kavanah lechatchila. I am lending him the money, or I'm going into. I'm being mashkia with him, investing with him money, and I know that he might lose it all, and I would like to take it from stock of other. Faket. Yeah. That was great. The best thing is to
only take it off when he loses it.
Right.
So when he repays it, I should...
And the Konami.
You make it for a stock. You're going to take it and give it to Malva. If you got it back, so you got it back, give it a different stock. We'll do another thing with it.
All right. You can do that too. Yes.
I know I'm taking a major risk.
Good.
So, hoping I'll get it back.
So have in mind right now that you're giving him the money, but it's the dog.
No, if he gives it back.
Yeah, I know, but what happens? What are you going to do with all the gains? Let's say you're lending him, you're going for shutfas with him.
Let's say I'm lending him.
Yeah, if you're lending him in Akadami. So you have in mind that I'm forget that the place where we suggest that even if you want to give a guy tzedakah and you know he's going to be embarrassed to accept tzedakah, so go one notch better. Give it to him, b'teres halva.
If he pays me back, I have to pay Maisa that money now?
No, if he pays you back, take that money like Moshe said. Why don't you take the money and give it to the next donny? I don't know, because you're tzedakah. If it came back to you, right? So you now have that money, you're going to have to give it to another on it. All right. Let me say over an Avis Chesed. Avis Chesed says over here as well that this din, when you're oisa shutvis with a oni that you mekayim the exacta boy, it's not talking about what is common, even in terms of the Avos Chesed's days, of going behet to iska with somebody. He said that's not what we're talking about. Behet to iska shkoy. He, you know, is not going to make a shrua, and he has to pay you back a certain percentage no matter what, even if his business doesn't do well. What we're talking about oisa shutvis is you go with him 50-50, you know, risk against the gain, and in Hilchos Ribbis you have to give him a dollar extra, whatever it is, but you do a real shutvis with him, and you're in it together. And if there's gain for both of you equally, and if there's a loss, it's a loss for both of you equally. That's exactly, but that's what it means. He's going in b'shutvis, but not that, you know, people do. Oh, I see a guy. He's desperate. So I'll lend him money back to Iska. That's not what we're talking about. And he's meisif, and it's a powerful thing. I want to say it over. Gam similar to the Aruch HaShulchan. Gam ye ikir kavanosai. Your main primary, you're allowed to have a secondary kavana, but your primary kavana should be l'tzorich ha'ani. It has to be l'tzorich ha'ani. And he brings down, it sounds like from the Zoya Chodesh, he says into the Medrash, the midar ha'revi, in the fourth level of Gehenim, nidoin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dans Misha Royal Ani B'doichek. You see, his Ani is doichek, who needs Ava, needs some tzedakah to be able to, whatever it is, to go into business or to support his family. Ve'eno Malveu, and he's not Malaveu, Ad Shemevakesh Mimenu Hanosai. Until, doesn't give him a free hold loan. He makes sure to cut a deal with him how he's going to prosper from it as well. That is going to be nidoin in the Medar HaRevi of Gehenim. So the Avos Chesed says you have to be very careful when you're doing this, that your kavon is takel l'tzorikoni. Because if you're doing a l'tzorik, better lend them the money rather than go b'shutvus, because then you have a place, a nice prime place, a back seats in the fourth level of Gehenim. What we're talking about is someone who's doing it l'shem l'tzorikoni. The reason why you're doing it is because you feel bad for him, and better you would give him tzedakah. You don't want to embarrass him. And avoid. So what you do is, you do it in the nicest, most sensitive way, is you go b'shutas. Oh, that person, that's very nice. That's a beautiful thing. But you play games with him. You're doing it because you want to have personal gain, and it's in the mask of this halacha, you're going to have a place somewhere else. All right, let's continue. I'm going to go through very quickly here, just the halachas, but it's zel amaylam is that what we were talking about now is really an inyan of the greatest inyan of tzedaka, form of mimafanis. All right, zakta machaba vaito, pachas mizeh. What is the next level? The level below that, the second level, is anoisin tzedaka l'ani. If someone gives tzedaka to an ani, v'lo yad ha'lemi yitain, v'lo yad ha'ani mimi mekabel. He doesn't know. He doesn't know who he's giving it to, and the ani doesn't know who is getting the money from. V'karuv lezeh hanoisin l'kupash ha'tzedaka, v'layitin adam l'kupash ha'tzedaka, elam ken yodeh shememuna aleh nemun v'yadeh linuk b'kashura. If someone comes with a meisid, he's collecting money, a kupash ha'tzedaka, you should only give to that kupash ha'tzedaka if you know that they are Tamid HaKakamim running this meisid, running this kupa, so you know that they're going to give it out, kedin, then you should give it. But the idea is, the second maila is, you don't know who you're giving it to, and the ani doesn't know who he's getting it from, so it spares him a degree of busha, because he doesn't know where it's coming from. Grada, I saw tonight, the Miri sticks in another level in between here, and he says that you go over to an ani, and you tell him, if I read the Miri right, you tell the ani that you got I heard that you have a Yerusha Mimokam Acher, I don't know if it's how practical it is, but I heard that you have a Yerusha Mimokam Acher that's coming your way, until it's going to go through the estate, until you're going to get that money, it could take some time. So here's the money in advance, but when you get that Yerusha, then you should pay me back. So he holds that it's like a mile even it's a mile yesa mizeh, it's like the secondary mile, I don't know, he calls it, because you're also finding a way, you're doing it in a clever way, that you're giving an ani money in a way that he's not embarrassed by, because he thinks you're just giving, because he's getting the Yerusha any day now, he's getting his tax return, whatever, he's getting his rebate any day now, you're just lending him money until he gets that, so he doesn't feel embarrassed b'chlal. So that's also b'kitza, any which way, any which way you can shaf, and you can provide money to a nani that he will not have any embarrassment, that's the greatest way. This way, in Halakha Zion, Siv Zion, he's getting first some embarrassment. He's getting tzedakah from Zambe, from a kubushot tzedakah. Someone's giving him the money. So he feels somewhat embarrassed. He doesn't feel as embarrassed. He gets it directly from you. He knows he has to come on to you. He doesn't know where he's coming from. He doesn't owe anybody anything because he doesn't know who gave it to him. But there's still a degree, a slight degree of embarrassment. That's why Sivav is even better. That Yimamsi Le Malacha, that's even better.
Why is the
Miri's case Sheker? Let's say it is Sheker. You want to know why isn't an Issa of Sheker?
Right.
We find a lot of times that the Issa Sheker is not so potent. That you see a lot of Mimashanim and Neyachalim, a lot of Mimashanim for a number of things. One is this also, you're doing it potent to make a person feel good. You're being mated with him. So you're a lot of Mimashanim for him. There are
talking about Sheker? Maybe talking about a true case.
No, I don't think so.
So
I said, I don't know how practical it is today, but if you'll have a case, which it is practical, what you do is you lend him money in advance of a future, you know, you're getting the money in.
That's a true story. If there's a case, which is a true story.
I have no problem with that.
It does, Dr. Neivi. You
might say something like that, if you tell him it's giving the Havan, you don't doesn't pay it back. You know that he gave it, you might say something like that.
Well, you give him Zari Zavah, 100%. Yeah. That's what I said before, that you want to give him Tzedakah, but you know you're going to embarrass him. So you tell him it's Zavah. And Ekonami, you're allowed to do it. Sorry?
What's the difference between this and the
Miri? Namiri has, he's talking about a case that the guy, if you give a guy Zavah straight out, he also feels. He feels a shtick embarrassed. He's coming on to your va. But here, I'm telling you with a basura, you're getting the money any day now. It's nothing. It's not a problem. So here's the money. He doesn't even feel that it's a full ava. It's not indefinite. It's not a problem that you don't know where to have the funds to repay. You're getting the ava anyway because you're going to be able to repay because you're getting this Yerusha. All right, that's the... All right, anyway, I should...
So the
Nisen doesn't have that... Toives Hana when he gives the Nesina, that I'm greater than you, you know, that I supported you. So like this, I don't know who I'm supporting, I don't know who is indebted to me, even though the guy doesn't know it, but when I gave money to Reuven, I know that I feel good. Oh, Reuven knows me more. He doesn't know. But one day, you know, I mean, I could, you know, collect my chips one day.
That's true about giving to a Kubot stock also.
Why? How do you know who they are, Neymar?
You give to the Gabi. And then,
I mean, even if the Gabi knows it, but you don't know. You're giving this case is that you don't know who's going to end up with the tzedakah, and the person doesn't know who he's receiving it from.
The Gabi alone is meshuvah to you to some extent. You're making his love
means
money.
You
the Gabi tzedakah is meshuvah to me. Why is he meshuvah to me? He's not getting tevis anor from this. On other dinner, yeah. Either way, but let's say even the case where you gave it to a Gabbai tzedakah, let's say, right? We'll discuss different examples. But the mice is, when I give it to Ani, the Ani owes me one, so he feels bad. I give it to Gabbai tzedakah, the Gabbai tzedakah doesn't owe me one. You're right, maybe the Gabbai tzedakah feels good that he has to run around less, but he's doing it altruistically. He has no gain, personal gain from this. The mice I should mention before, I forgot to mention, is an Aruch HaShulchan, and when he talks about being Oysa Shutfis or Mamsi Le Malacha, he says, the Baruch Shem B'Zmanenu, there are a lot of chevres, people get together, and they give, Shenoisnim Nare Ani Yisrael Labali Malachas, they set up, they mashadak these anim, these people, these young people who are just starting out, that they need jobs, and they set them up in business, or even Bachram, let's say they're out of yeshiva, whatever it is, and they fix up and they get them in jobs. V'dav gadol hu admoid, and it's amazingly great. Just he puts it tonight, rak, and it's important because today you see b'chush. Rak, yeshgichu aleihem, just supervise them, make sure, shayochu b'derech Hashem, when you're getting these bachim, doing these jobs, shayochu b'derech Hashem, v'yispalalu b'chol yoyim, make sure that they daven every day, v'yu b'alei emunot, l'shamayim u'l'briyis. It's right now you set them up and have a job, but you're exposing them to the world at a very young age, make sure that you're on top of them, not just, okay, yeah, I have your job, call to the next project, no. Be, you know, keep in touch with this person and make sure that he's going b'derech Hashem. All right, this is the second ma'ila, the third ma'ila. Sif Ches, Pachus Mizeh, Sheyedei HaNoisin Lemi Noisin. The Noisin knows who he's giving it to. But the Ani doesn't know who he's getting it from. They used to go privately, quietly. They used to throw the money in the Pischayanim. And it's a good thing to do. You throw the money in the door, you send it by mail. I know people who do this, they send people money in the mail. And it's also a great maila. It's the third maila. Im ein mamunim ala tzedaka noyegim kashura. If you have the ability, you have people on noyegim kashura avada, you should do siv zayin, because then you won't know who it's going to, and they don't know who's receiving. That's great. But if you see that the tzedaka funds are not being managed properly, or not noyegim kashura, they don't have the proper administration. So what you should do then, you should resort to this next maila. Then it's still a maila teva. Go to find the nani and give it to him b'derekava. Give it to him in a way that he won't know that it's coming from you. So even though you know which ani you're benefiting, but he doesn't know who he's getting it from. So that's also maila. You're sparing him to a degree. You're sparing him busha. Now, psychologically, let's play this out. Psychologically, it's not just a chesaron because you know the ani. But psychologically, I believe the ani also has a degree more of an embarrassment in this case than the one before. Because the ani, even though the ani doesn't know who the noisin was, but he knows that the noisin knows who he is. He knows that the noisin went to him and gave him tzedakah, and the noisin knows that he had to come on to him. Mashenkin the sif before that, the gabbai tzedakah, good, so the gabbai tzedakah knew who I was. Big deal. But the gabbai tzedakah is not giving of his own. So I know that I was protected, that I have this blocker, that this in between, this buffer, this gabbai, that the noisin doesn't know me, so I still could walk with my head high. No one knows of the secret that I'm an ani, that I need to come on to tzedakah. But in this case, in sif ches, nishno, the noisin knows the ani, but the ani also knows that the secret's out, that someone knows that he's an ani, and he had to come on to somebody else. So it's still a maila toiva, the Rambam says. It's a third maila. All right, the next maila, sif tes, pachus mizeh. This is the fourth maila. Sheyedei ha'ani memi noitel. He knows who he's getting it from. But v'lo yada ha'noisin lemi noisin. But the noisin doesn't know who he's giving it to. How do you do that? Kegoin hachachamim. The Gemara has this case. They used to keep money in their sadan, they keep it over their shoulder. They walk around the street in the back with, you drive around the street with an empty, with an open trunk in your car with money, and anyone could walk in. Any anim, now you run the risk that people are not anim will also take, but good. But any ani will help themselves and take. So like this, the ani knows who is he getting it from, but the nason doesn't know who is he giving it to. And that's the fourth milah. That's also a milah. We discussed, this is not mamish the same case, but we discussed last week, Shlomo Zalman used to put the money by the on the table while he was davening, and the anim used to take by themselves. So if Shlomo Zalman had the kavana that he had, that he was Isaac in his tefillah, he probably didn't see which anim were taking. So he had this milah of he didn't know who he was giving it to, but those people knew who they were taking it from. The one before was
an embarrassment. You know, the person who's giving them doesn't know he's giving them. He's not going to look. They don't have to walk around in the street and say, "This guy's looking at me because he's the guy. Maybe they gave me. This guy maybe gave me."
I don't know. Lamai says, I still had to go in the street and pull out money out of your trunk or out of your bag, right? So good. This guy didn't see me. What about all the six people, bystanders, or the people who might have been seeing? I had still had to be involved and collected, still lowering oneself and being embarrassed.
The Nyson walks around
the
people
upstairs. The Nyson in this case doesn't know.
He doesn't know who it is, but a lot of people, Lamai says, are going to be nice to him or whatever because they're getting favors from him. I think in the first case, no.
So then there's no personal gain from it. I hear. Okay, that's also good.
Now all the other anim know he's an anim too.
For what?
Now all the other anim know he's an anim too.
All the anim are going together.
No, it's like he's talking about some of the people on the street.
To observe it. All the other anim, yeah, enichanami. I hear that's also true. Good. All right, the next mila. Yud, parkas mizeh. The next mila, sheyitin lo ani biyodoy koidim sheyisham. You preempt. Sivav was you mamish preempted it so much so that before you even had to come on to tzedakah, you maxik biyad ani amok, and you're given the wherewithal to make a business. Here he is an ani, he is collecting tzedakah, but paks mizash yitin lana biyad kodem sheyishal, you're doing it before he has to ask you, of you. Now the paiskim say even in sivav, what we were talking sivav is you got it before he had to come on to tzedakah, but they say let's say a person already had to come on to tzedakah, but still you give him matana hava shutres amantil amalok. But even that he could be mefanis his family b'der kovin, rather then too you're going to be mekayim a mitzvah of exacta boy, a special mitzvah d'oraisa besides a mitzvah tzedakah, which could be this type of case as well, that he is a nani, but you did it without him having to ask from you. You give him a job, you go to a store and you buy things from him. You know that he needs the extra money, and you purchase stuff from him that would also be the exacta boy, and you have this mila too. It just the mila of sevav was that you did it in a way that he never had to come on tzedakah. You prevent him from even needing tzedakah. This case is he needed to come on to tzedakah. Just you did it. You personally gave it to him. You preempted his sheela. He didn't have to ask from you. I don't know. I think if a guy comes to your door, that he just said something. He came to your door. That was a bakasha. He rang the bell. That he said something. But I guess in the bechina, the person going around shul, and you go and you give him the tzedakah before he has to come to you, maybe, even though you know that you're just next on line, you're just two tables away. But yes, what you did is you gave it to him b'der kavod, that he didn't have to loan himself another time and ask you for the thing, you gave it to him first. So that you preempted it, that's a mila. See, all these things are ways in a fanum of how to have sensitivity. So yes, he knows you and you know him, but at least you were sensitive enough that you didn't make him ask you again, ask another person for his talk. Huh? All right, Yud Aleph. Parkas mizeh, the next mila. This is the sixth mila. Sheyitin loy kuroi acha sheyisham. He asked you. You made him lower himself to ask of you. But when he did ask of you, you did it properly. You didn't, give him something that he's embarrassed or belittle him with your nadava. You gave him a shena nadava. The next mila, Yud Beis.
The one before, you didn't give him a
shen and a dova. No, the one before, maybe you gave him a shen and a dova too, but the one before, you did it, you preempted it. He didn't even have to ask from you.
The Chavar is now mentioning that.
It's Lafuke, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. What you're going to see. This is this level that he had to ask. You caused him to lower himself, but Chaj, you gave him B'derek Kavod. You gave him. that he feels good. He feels that you really sympathize and empathize with his issue. You really feel for his issues. You gave him a better covet so that he feels good. You gave it karoi. The next milo.
Yeah, but then the next one's the first milah.
Right.
Dr. Ma- this one is Kiroi, so you didn't have to say it.
We're giving a bunch of milahs one over the next. Right. If the Mechaba would have left out Sif Yud Aleph.
So
that's the thing. But what? Kiroi lafuka Yud Beis. All right. Pachas Mizah. Let's get to the next one. Seventh one is Pachas Mizah. Sheyitun loy Pachas Mizah. You gave him less than would make him feel good. Beseva upon him yafes. But what you gave him beseva upon him yafes. You smiled and you tried to make sure that you felt with him. But you gave him pachas mizeh. You didn't give him what was roiloi, what he deserved, kafir the tzarech that he had and kafir your ability to give. The last milah, pachas mizeh, this is Yud Gimel, pachas mizeh sheitan loy be'etzev. You give it to him grudgingly, reluctantly. Now it means, which we're going to see, it means that on the outside you were good. Look at the shach, Sivkon Tes. You feel bad giving him money. You feel bad parting with your money. You don't show him that you're upset in any way. Because if you do that, it's not one of the 8 milas. Like it says in Sif Gimel, like the Shach said in Sif Kon, hey, over a lot. That's not the oifen to give tzedakah where you show him yera levavcha, you show him panim zoyfes. It's talking about where you give it him nicely, just inside, you grudgingly, you're not happy, you're doing your bad tzedakah. You do it smile on the outside. You are doing a bit. I hear. Okay. Fine. I guess it's a true savior upon you within and without. Mashiach can hear it's on it without, yes, but within you're doing a bad set. But lower than that, now I mentioned to you this Eitzah while we were talking about Maisa Ksofim, that there's an Indian to be Mafish to Maisa, and some places can hold you have to be Mafish to Maisa and hold not. But I told you from the place came that it's a good idea to be Mafish Tzedakah beforehand and have it like in a separate envelope, a separate cheshbon, a separate bank account, because then you'll be Mekayim this halakha, you'll be Mekayim to give a Besev upon him Yafis. If every single time you have to pull out a dollar or whatever it is out of your wallet, it doesn't go so easy. It's like it gets a little caught when you pull it out. But if you have it in a separate compartment, you have it in a separate envelope, this is already my means you wrote it off already. This is tzedakah money. And then when an ani asks a tzedakah, then you give it b'sev upon the office because you don't feel that it's, that you're ready with kovish yetzah when you're a mafresh. And you should know for some reason it's easy to be mafresh mois when you're not giving it to a specific ani. You don't start having these makshavis, why don't you work? What do I have to get? You don't have those makshavis. You're being mafresh money, you put it into an envelope, so you don't have that medrash, but you put it into the envelope. And now when Ani is asking for tzedakah, now you gave him tzedakah, it goes much easier. You won't ever fall into this lowest milah. All right, let's cap around the Ramah and finish. A person shouldn't be mitzpar from the tzedakah that he gives. And if he's proud, he prides himself with the money that he gave to tzedakah, they punish him for the tzedakah that he's doing it b'derech pride. Hopefully next week maybe I'll touch on this a little more. But let's say the Gemara talks about a case where a person gave tzedakah barabim. So the Gemara says over there, Gemara Chagiga, I believe, is Daf Hey. The Gemara says it's better that you didn't give the tzedakah at all, because you give a bram, you're belittling him. You're trying to do a kodah. You're showing people that you're giving tzedakah. You're being mispar from the tzedakah, but on whose cheshbon? On the ani's cheshbon, that he's embarrassed. So that's not a good thing. The Gemara says better that you didn't give it. But if a person gives tzedakah and he uses. The amount that he gives tzedakah to be able to be massive more tzedakah, right? Look how much I gave to tzedakah, so maybe you should do the same. Forget, I think that's a mile. He's not doing it l'tayv ezatzmai. He's doing it like in Sif Hey. He's trying to be massive tzedakah, and forget, that's gadol hamasa yes menois. It's talking about a person who's trying to collect, score his, even out of score. Oh, I gave tzedakah, and therefore I should be honored, or whatever it is. That is a problem. And like the Rambam points out, to get a plaque or something like that, the Rashba says it's not a problem. And like I said, maybe I'll discuss it more barichas next week. Kaltov.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.